You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and we cover down on all of it, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, I'm looking up on the screen, one of the big screens on the wall here in the studio, and yes, President Biden wearing his Ray-Bans is at the podium, was saying that the only option is for Congress to act on the negotiations regarding the debt limit. So I'm going to go ahead and bring somebody in who is in the thick of it. Congressman Robert Aderholt represents Alabama's 4th Congressional District. He is actually the dean of Alabama's delegation, first elected in 1997, senior member of House Appropriations, and I'm glad to welcome him back to the show. Congressman Aderholt, how are you doing today?
Hey, Phil, it's always good to be on the right side.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Hey, sir, let me get right to it. I spent the time leading up to your call sort of introing where we stand right now that we can tell from the press on the debt ceiling negotiations, whether we're going to have spending cuts. Kevin McCarthy's in the mix. What are your thoughts, though? Where is this going right now, and how close are we to default by date?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We've heard that the date was given in June. And well, I first originally heard it was going to be somewhere in the summer, and then it was in June. And then last week they said June 1st. It's my understanding that no one really knows the exact date. Now, the Secretary of Treasury, Janet Yellen, she is the one that decides what these numbers are, but there's really no way that to hold her accountable to that. So she may say June the 1st, but there could be some wiggle room. When you're talking about billions of dollars here, obviously there are ways that, you know, you can move money around from account to account. So right now they're saying around June 1st, which is about a week from today. So therefore it's, imperative that we do something. And the Republicans wanted to start this conversation, which we did start the conversation among ourselves months ago, and we actually passed a bill. But, you know, the Democrats and Biden have been refused to really go to the negotiating table. And it's in my opinion that they're doing it just to let the clock run out, and then they want to wait till the clock runs out, and then they can say, my hair's on fire, and we've got to move forward on this immediately, or we don't want to have the markets are going to crash. It's going to be terrible. So Republicans wanted to try to come to get an agreement together long ago, and it's only been in the last couple of weeks that the president has really decided to negotiate this. But be as it may, I think it is the first part of June when this date, right now, from all indications of when the government would run out of money and would have to raise the debt ceiling.
Well, okay, and so that being said, I mean, you're right. You guys passed your bill, and the legislation remained, you know, just kind of static at that point. No negotiation from the White House. In fact, the White House's position was there would be no negotiation. So at the very least, they're negotiating now, which I guess is movement. But do you feel like
I think they saw that we were serious about it. I think they realized the Republicans were serious about it, and not just saying that, and so that's why they're at the table.
Well, and I agree. I think they finally realized they had to deal with the new majority. But let me ask you this, though, Congressman. Do you feel like the Republicans are going to all stick together? Because we do have a slim majority, but do you feel like this is something that the caucus is going to remain, you know, true to and hold the line on asking for decreased spending before raising any debt?
Well, first of all, let me just say, you know, I sometimes listen to the various news outlets on the national news outlets, and some of the news outlets say, "Oh, Republicans want us to go into default. We just gotta raise it. Ask no questions." The Republicans are not saying that we default. I mean, that has never been. I've never heard. I had one of my colleagues say we should just let the nation go into default. What we're saying is that if we're going to raise the debt ceiling, we've got to make cuts that take that into account, how much we raise it, so we're not continually have to continue to raise the debt
right.
ceiling. And so that's all that we're asking. And anybody that says the Republicans just want default, you know it's a talking point from the Democrat Party, because there's no Republicans. And Phil, I would this is a good example of what way I would look at this, and I think it's really good for just how it really helped me understand it better. If for some, you know, you've got a child that's going off to college, and of course you've paid his room and board, you've paid his tuition, but obviously he's, you know, maybe hundreds of miles away from home, wherever, and you give him a credit card, and you say, now this credit card you use when you need to, if you know you have to go out to the drugstore, when you have to buy groceries, when you have to do things, but you know, obviously we've already got your meal covered and we've got your room covered and your tuition, so there shouldn't be a lot of charges. Well, they go off to college in the first month, and there's $50,000 on that on the credit card bill for that month.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, you're look at it in shock, and you're like, well, what have we got to do? Well, there's two things. First of all, if your child has, if those were the expenses that they paid, you have to pay it some way or other. You may have to borrow the money, you may have to do something, but you've got to pay your bills. And number two, which is just as important, is you have to have a talk with your son or daughter or whoever it is and say, this cannot happen again. So that's what the Republicans want, to pay our bills, but at the same time, we want to have that talk. And that talk is cutting down and tapping down on the spending so that we can, at the end of the day, that we're not doing this over and over again. And 6 months from now, we're at the same place raising the debt limit again.
Well, I can tell you, Congressman, if I had put up $50,000 on a credit card in my first semester at college, I'd have probably come home too. I don't think I'd be allowed to stay in college.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, I understand that completely. But my point is, though, that you wouldn't just pay the bill. You'd also have the conversation.
Absolutely.
And that's all the Republicans are saying, is that we've got to have the conversation about so this will not happen again.
Well, I completely agree with that, and that's pretty much covers the ground that I covered too before you came on the air just now. Is that I see this as an obligation. It's almost like a legal and binding contract. It's like a credit card is. A credit card is a contract between you and the credit company. But that being said,
right.
You can't keep running up the bill, and it's asking the credit card company to lend more credit. You've got to curtail the spending before you can even begin to service the debt at the same time. But let me ask you this, though, Congressman, because there are a lot of fear-mongering tactics going on right now. And one of the first things they do is they begin to say that, you know, if we see issues with the market getting roiled by the looming possibility of default because negotiations aren't coming through yet, that it somehow puts entitlements like Social Security or VA compensation, that it puts those things at risk. What is your word to those who are listening right now that may depend upon those sources of income?
No, there's no danger of that. This is just basically just your regular spending. There's nobody's talking about cutting Social Security, veterans benefits, any of those programs. That's not even a consideration. That's just fear mongering that people are throwing out there and saying we just got to pass something. And, you know, you can decide which bills you're going to pay. And certainly we would make sure that Social Security and Medicare and those programs are kept afloat. So there absolutely is no truth in that, or at least I have not heard any indication that those would be on the chopping block. What I think would be the worst thing would happen is the markets would go crazy. And obviously, it would cause a lot of problems if we didn't pass something. But at the end of the day, I do believe we're going to pass something. We're going to get an agreement. The question is we just got to make sure that we're getting something out of this. We passed this bill in the House of Representatives, 2 months ago? I lose track of time, but 2 months ago we passed this bill that would, number one, raise the debt limit. So we've already said we're going to raise the debt limit. But number two, it cuts spending so that we're not just raising money and we have to do this all over again. So therefore, what my point of it is that we have, at the end of the day, we've got to have some cuts if we're going to raise the debt limit. And I know that, you know, we passed, I think it's a very good bill that we passed out of the House. You know, the Democrats have criticized it extensively, but I think it's a very good deal, a good bill that we passed out of the House of Representatives. Now, I understand that Kevin McCarthy and all those that are and his staff, when they're doing these negotiations, we're not going to get the exact. We're going to have to give a little bit. That's just how negotiations go. What my biggest fear is that we can't have an agreement that it's just window dressing, and it looks like we did something and we really didn't.
Yeah.
And that's where I think the concern is.
Well, and I would agree, and I think right now, yeah, everything I'm seeing, Newsmax ran a piece today about a CNN poll that says that 60% of Americans, bipartisan, want to see spending cuts accompany mm-hmm. any debt ceiling increase. I mean, so the wind's at your back right now.
Absolutely. That's a CNN poll, right?
Right, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we're not talking about, someone saying that this is some kind of right-wing poll that's come out. This is CNN that is not known to be conservative in the least bit.
Not at all. In fact, we have them as the left side screen up here on the wall in the studio. But
sure, I understand.
Well, Congressman, listen, we appreciate your time today, and I do hope that y'all are able to hold the line effectively. And I appreciate the fact you made time for us here on Right Side, and thanks for your service to the state of Alabama.
Well, I look forward to maybe after we get some kind of agreement, maybe be back on and we can discuss it some more.
All right. That works. Thank you, Congressman.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. That was Congressman Robert Atterholt, Dean of the U.S. Delegation for the state of Alabama. He's the longest serving member of Congress from our state, and he's senior member of the House Appropriations Committee. If anybody knows what's going on with the spend, it's him. I do appreciate the fact that he said no one's entitlements are going away. No one's going to jeopardize that. He said, even if we have to move things around, we can. And that's the kind of common sense that we have to maintain while they wrestle with what they were elected to do. I just hope that he's right. I hope that they stay in there and they get something done that's effective and not just window dressing. And I appreciate him saying that, too. All right, we're taking a break. We'll come right back and wrap this segment up. And then bottom of the half hour, Boomer McQueen, y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.